Magic Hour presents Nelson Eddy. That pleasant hour for life and power. Brought to you by 160 business-managed electric companies with Robert Armbruster in the orchestra and starring Nelson Eddy.
Thank you very much, and hello, everybody. Up on our wings, salutes the gallant men of our air forces as we meet again on the electric hour. Today, our little company greets you for the first time on Sunday afternoon. And joining me in the warmest of welcomes are Florence George.
Good afternoon. Well, Nelson, you look sort of up on your wings.
Well, I feel that way, Florence. Moving into this new program, time and all. Oh, here's Robert Armbruster.
How do you do, everyone?
You sound in high-flying spirits, Bob.
Any higher, I'd need an oxygen mask.
And, of course, here's our commercial pilot, Frank Graham. Aaron, take Frank, what happened?
Ground loop. I tripped over a case of empty Coca-Cola bottles. Guess they forgot to take them along last Sunday.
Well, say hello to the people.
Hello, people.
Can I get those bottles out of here?
Yes.
At least your entrance gives our new listener some idea of what can happen on our program, and usually does.
And why not?
I agree, Bob. Nothing like a little good fun along with a lot of good music.
Well, the folks will see what we mean a little later when we...
I'm sorry, Nelson. The case slipped out of my hand.
As I was about to say, the folks will see what we mean about combining music and humor when I introduce my friend Thad Harvey a little later on in the program. Now, for my second song today...
Nelson, don't you want me to introduce it?
No, Frank. I want you to take those bottles outside.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, take away, everybody. Here I go.
This next song is all about a troubadour who's about to woo his lady fair. He gets all dressed up in a brand new suit and is just leaving when... Oh, what's the use? The song tells its own story. It's Troubadour's Serenade by Maurice Crumbine.
Shoemaker, 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 now stud my boots with stars. Wing them with flight of eagle. Polish them well till they glisten and gleam with moon for my buckles of silver. For I'm off to meet my bunny lass, my lovely lass, my pretty lass. I'm off to meet my bunny lass. I'm off at the break of day. So rig me out in bright array and grand array and gay array. So rig me out in bright array and send me on my way.
Thank you.
lovely lass, my pretty lass. I'm off to meet my bunny lass. I'm off at the break of day. So rig me out in bright array, in grand array, in gay array. So rig me out in bright array and send me on my way. Yet refrain now a while I too refrain, as I ponder how I shall greet her, and invent me a speech, a very pretty speech, and hope it will enchant her. I'll search and I'll find me a flower, oh, white and clean and slender, and offer my love on my bended knee, and let my silence just speak for me. Oh, I'm off to meet my bunny lass, my lovely lass, my pretty lass. I'm off to meet my bunny lass. I'm off at the break of day. I break me out in bright array. I'm dashing gay and proud away. I break me out in bright array. And now I'm on my way.
Bob, Bob Armbruster, come here a minute, will you? What's the difference between a syllogism and a synonym?
You tell me.
Okay. A cat has a head, four legs, and a tail, right?
Right.
And a horse has a head, four legs, and a tail.
So what?
So a cat is a horse. Simple.
Silly.
No, it's a syllogism. Now, let's try the other. Suppose I say electricity is synonymous with civilization.
Well, that means they're the same thing.
Well, in a way, yes. Ever roughed it on a camping trip? Well, it's fine for the first day or so, and then, if you're like me, you begin to long for civilization. And when you analyze just what you mean by that, you probably find it's the conveniences you miss most, like the ones made possible by electricity. Good light to read by, your electric razor, an electric heater or fan, hot water, and, of course, your radio. Electricity. Yes, it really does symbolize civilization, especially when we're deprived of it. Have you ever stopped to think how great a part America's light and power companies have played in making our modern living pleasant and convenient? And so efficiently have American engineers and businessmen done their jobs that the average American family now gets about twice as much electricity for its money as it did 15 years ago. Electric service has remained both plentiful and cheap, thanks to practical experience and sound, careful management.
Robert Ambrose and the orchestra now with a bright array of melodies, including Anything Goes, Got You Under My Skin, Why Shouldn't I, and You Got That Thing. Not the least familiar and appealing thing about these tunes is the fact that they were all composed by Cole Porter.
Thank you.
Nelson Eddy now steps into the role of a man who's an expert in matters supernatural.
Right you are, old boy. They called me the sorcerer.
Who did?
My creators, Gilbert and Sullivan. My name is John Wellington Wells, dealer in magic.
Any relation to Orson Welles?
I don't think so.
Well, he's a magician, too. I mean, if he's Orson Welles, the magician, you're John Wellington Welles, magician, people will think you're related.
Well, that's a chance you take. Now, we practice necromancy in all its branches. We have a choice assortment of wishing caps, divining rods, amulets, charms, and counter charms. We can cast you a nativity at a low figure, and we have a horoscope at 3 and 6 that we can guarantee. Our Buddha chests, each containing a patent hag who comes out and prophesies disasters with spring complete, are strongly recommended. Our Aladdin lamps are very chaste, and our prophetic tablets, foretelling everything from a change of ministry down to a rise in Turkish stock, are much inquired for. Our penny curse, one of the cheapest things in the trade, is considered infallible. We have some very superior blessings, too, but they're very little asked for. We've only sold one since last Christmas to a gentleman who bought it to send to his mother-in-law. But it turned out that he was afflicted in the head and has been returned on our hands. But our sale of penny curses, especially on Saturday nights, is tremendous. We can't turn them out fast enough. My name is John Wellington Wells. I'm a dealer in magic and spells, in blessings and curses, and ever fill purses in prophecies, witches and knells. If you want a proud foe to make tracks, it would melt a rich uncle in wax. You've but to look in on the resident in number 70 Simmery Act. We've a first-rate assortment of magic, and for raising a posthumous shade, with effects are comic or tragic, there's no cheaper house in the trade. Love filter with quantities of it, and for knowledge if anyone burns, we're keeping a very small profit, a profit who brings us unbounded returns. For he can prophesy with a wink of his eye, peep with security into futurity, sum up your history, clear up a mystery, humor, proclivity, or relativity, for a nativity. He has answers oracular, bogus, spectacular, tetrapod, tragical, mirrors, so magical, facts, astronomical, solemn, or comical, and if you want it, he makes a reduction on taking a quantity. Oh, if anyone anything lacks, you'll find it's already in stacks. If you'll only look in on the resident in number 70, Samaria. He can raise you hosts of ghosts, and that without reflectors, and creepy things with wings, and gaunt and grisly specters. He can fill you crowds of shrouds, and horrify you vastly. He can rack your brains with chains, and gibbering grim and ghastly. And if your planet changes organity with an urbanity full of satanity, vexes humanity with an inanity fatal to vanity, driving your foes to the verge of insanity. Barring tautology, in demonology, electrobiology, mystic mythology, spirit philology, high-class astrology, such as his knowledge, he isn't a man to require an apology. Oh, my name is John Wellington Wells. I'm a dealer in magic and spells, in blessings and curses, and ever filled purses in prophecies, witches and snells. And if anyone anything lacks, you'll find it already in sacks. If you'll only look in on the resident in number 77 of
I'd like to talk for a minute about jobs. Yes, the electric companies which bring you this program are vitally interested in jobs. Not only for the men and women in our own companies, but in the communities which we serve. First of all, each company has planned a hearty welcome to its returning servicemen and women. But that's only a first step. In the electric world of the future, many new uses for electricity will be found. Many new appliances will be developed. Many all-electric homes will be built. Manufacturers will create new markets by the use of cheap, plentiful electric power. All of which spells jobs. The growth of the community and the growth of your electric company will continue hand in hand. One of the greatest post-war assets any community can have is a well-managed, financially sound, progressive electric company that knows its responsibilities and meets its opportunities to create more jobs. Earlier in the program, Nelson said our guest for this afternoon is a friend of his, Thad Harvey.
Yes, and I'd like to present Thad right now. Good afternoon, Thad.
Good afternoon, Nelson.
I've invited Thad Harvey over to sing an operatic aria for us, Celeste Aida. The first time I heard Thad sing it, we were making the motion picture Phantom of the Opera.
That song has probably haunted you ever since.
No, but it was a memorable experience.
I don't seem to recall hearing Celeste Aida sung in the Phantom of the Opera, Nelson.
It wasn't in the picture itself, Florence.
In fact, it wasn't even filmed at that time. We were sitting around between takes, and someone said, let's get Thad Harvey to sing Aida for us. And I'm glad we did.
Well, to what do you attribute the peculiar appeal of your Aida song?
It goes back to the days when I was singing opera in Italy, Frank. One night I went to the opera where they were performing Aida, and the tenor was an elderly little man trying a comeback.
I take it he didn't quite get there.
No, he didn't. During his retirement, this aging tenor had developed quite a tummy, and his pants kept slipping at critical moments.
Sounds like a radio comedian paying off a gag.
Much worse. He had also lost his front teeth.
Too soon.
And his upper plate, which didn't fit any too well, also kept slipping at critical moments.
Many a slip twixt the hip and the lip, huh?
Yes. Every time he reached for a high note, he also had to reach for his pants or his false teeth. Between the pants and the teeth, his Aida sounded like this.
Well, let's hear it. That's a magnificent version of Celeste Aida.
I don't know when I've heard anything quite like it.
Well, just shows you what can happen on the electric hour. Two great musical events in 1 week. Sad Harvey's Aida today. Nelson Eddy's Shortening Bread last Wednesday night.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Nice of you to mention it.
Why did you have to bring that up, Frank?
Yeah, but, Bob, Christmas is coming.
So it is, and I know just what I'm going to give you, Frank.
Then it will be something nice.
Oh, it will be.
Hey, see, Bob?
A nice carton of Shortening Bread. Now, get busy and introduce the duet.
Rosemarie provides the setting as Florence George and Nelson Eddy sing Rudolph Frimmel's Indian Love Call.
Bye.
Cincinnati will be back in just a moment. Your host for the Electric Hour at the same time each week, a 160 business-managed electric light and power company. Each is a separate operating company serving its own community. But they join to bring you this friendly music and these friendly talks about the electric business and what business enterprise can do to build an even greater and more prosperous America. By the way, don't waste electricity just because it's cheap and not rational.
Again, with a special message for high school graduates and college girls. Thousands of young women are needed as nurses to help keep America healthy. Enroll this winter in a school of nursing. Write student nurses, Box 88, New York City, for full information and facts about nursing as a career. Next week, Robert Armbruster and the orchestra, Frank Graham and I will meet you once again on the Electric Hour. We're planning a Christmas program, and our special extra guest will be Bugs Bunny. Until next Sunday, then, may happiness light your home and more power to you.
Comes to you from Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.